This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What used to be Hurricane Florence may be petering out, but the deadly weather continues across parts of the Mid-Atlantic. A number of tornadoes ripping through central Virginia, leaving at least one person dead. Video is going viral now.
Oh, dear, it's ripping that thing apart!
That from a video captured in Chesterfield County, Virginia. The Air Force says it needs more firepower to meet rising threats from Russia and China. The Air Force Secretary saying yesterday her call for the biggest Air Force since the Cold War reflects the honest assessment of what it needs to fight and win a potential future war with China or Russia. A sweeping bipartisan bill to fight the nationwide opioid crisis, approved by the Senate yesterday, now on its way to the president's desk. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Russia's being accused of cheating on sanctions regarding North Korea by actively working to undermine their enforcement. John Clemens with more.
U.S. intelligence sources report at least 148 examples of illegal ship-to-ship transfers to smuggle refined petroleum products into North Korea. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, confronted Russia during her address to the U.N. Security Council.
Why, after voting for sanctions 11 different times, is Russia now backing away from them? We know the answer. It's because Russia has been cheating.
I'm John Clemens.
The Trump administration is cutting back on the number of refugees it will allow into the United States. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announcing the U.S. will take in just 30,000 refugees next year. That's down from 45,000 the U.S. planned to admit this year. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump is clearing the way to publicize some documents from the Russia investigation. The White House announcing yesterday that Trump has ordered the declassification of a surveillance warrant for ex-Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. Investigators were looking into Page's ties to Russia. Trump also ordering the release of text messages related to the Russia probe from former FBI agent Peter Strzok and his lover, Lisa Page, a former FBI lawyer. Texts from former FBI Director James Comey and ex-FBI Chief Andrew McCabe, or Deputy Chief Andrew McCabe, will also be made public. American military officials say Syrian forces accidentally shot down a Russian plane during an Israeli missile attack. Syrian anti-aircraft artillery batteries were trying to intercept Israeli missiles that were launched towards the capital city of Latakia on Monday when the Russian maritime patrol plane was struck. Russia's backing the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in that country's long-running civil war. And the power is back on in New Orleans after a cat knocked out electricity to more than 7,000 homes and businesses. It happened yesterday morning. Energy New Orleans says the cat wandered into a substation and caused a flash by touching some equipment. And for USA Radio News,
have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, sometimes you got to stop yourself before you wreck yourself. But there is a side that is on display right now that there's just no restraint. And here to give us a little bit more insight, because he hangs with them all the time. And I guess this is his way to get a little bit of a break and decompress a little bit, to be around a fellow conservative. Steve Cortez, CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative, is with us. Steve, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me so much. Yes, sometimes it is to get a break. With people who think a little more in alignment with my philosophy.
Well, you know, it is amazing. I mean, look at all sides should be represented. But the way our founding fathers intended, Steve, that we'd be able to reason together, we'd be able to debate the issues. And what has happened over the years is the liberals have been able to over-exercise the judiciary and any other elements of our government to get what it is that they want, to, in a sense, circumvent the process. So why go through the trouble of debate and discussion? I know better. You're a knucklehead. So just let me take over and I'll handle it for you. Just watch and see. Well, of course, we did watch and see for 8 years, and the policies that came out of the unhinged liberal side of our government, we're still paying the price for it.
No, absolutely. And Bill, you're so right that there's such a condescending paternalism to that attitude of, the Democratic Party and the left always claims to be for the working man, but in reality, their policies are really more in favor of tyranny, quite frankly. Mm. I know that might sound extreme, but it really is. It's that we, a small group of elites, can determine what is right for you. And you're so right to mention the judiciary, because unfortunately this has been going on for decades in this country, really back to, I would say, the 1960s, when the courts started to get very activist, much worse in the 70s onward. I think one of the reasons, Bill, that our society is so polarized is we had the judiciary basically steal from us decision-making on so many key issues that belong in the legislative and executive branches.
Exactly.
And so because we've been effectively ruled by judges, by unelected, lifetime tenured judges, they're really, I believe it's one of the reasons that we haven't reached consensus, or at least a reasonable compromise on a lot of really hot button issues, things like life and marriage. And by the way, the other thing is what those judges have done, because it's the federal level, is they have totally smashed federalism, which I think our founding fathers, if they were to come back today, I think they'd be incredibly disillusioned to see how much we've centralized power, not just in the judiciary, but in the federal judiciary. So in other words, states don't get the chance to really develop what should be the laboratory of democracy, where they might reach very different conclusions. I think I've mentioned this before on your show. Let's take the issue of abortion. Texas may come to a very different place, and South Carolina would, than would Vermont, and New York, and that's okay politically. I mean, it's not okay with me morally, but it's okay politically. That is how federalism is supposed to work. And by the way, over time, we'll see the different results of those policies. And I would argue that places like Texas and South Carolina would have much better societies because of it. But my point is, they've destroyed federalism, and they've stolen decision-making from the people, the legislature, the executive branch, where it belongs.
Steve, do you think it's ironic that the very same people who talk about, the power of the president, and they're so concerned about separation of powers, cannot even see the blind spot that they have toward the judiciary? Where's the separation of powers within the judiciary versus the two other branches of government, for that matter?
Right. No, I think you're exactly right. And by the way, I think that President Trump, perhaps his most lasting legacy, I mean, it's too early to tell because I hope he's going to be president for six more years. But as of now, at this point in time, I think his most lasting legacy likely will be judges. Assuming that we get Kavanaugh confirmed, we'll have two Supreme Court justices. We already have one fabulous one who I think is another Scalia who replaced Scalia. Now we're going to replace Kennedy, who in my mind, was on a lot of really key issues, a bit of a squish. I think we're going to replace him with a much better alternative in Kavanaugh. And by the way, it's not just the Supreme Court justices. They get the most attention, but it's the appellate and federal judges below that who are crucially important because so often they're setting the precedent that the Supreme Court then rules on. So that is critical as well. And he's had so far a record pace, for instance, of circuit court judges appointed and confirmed. So, and we so badly need it, again, because the court has just really infringed upon the rights of the other two branches of government and therefore the rights of the people. And we need to reverse that. We need judges who respect the Constitution and say there are certain matters that are the people's purview and the state's purview specifically. And those issues are best decided there, not by, 2 out of 3 or 5 out of 9 unelected lifetime appointed judges.
Exactly. Well, Steve, you mentioned Kavanaugh. Of course, the big controversy, this allegation, this 11th hour allegation, which, of course, has to be taken seriously, especially in light of, the political environment in which we live in these days, the hashtag movement, all this. But this is where we are right now. And if, rules aren't cleared up going forward, I mean, I dare ask how many of those senators in that Judiciary Committee could withstand accusations from their high school classmates.
Right. Yeah, listen, this is a terrible situation all around. It really is. Clearly one of them is not accurate, either Kavanaugh or Ms. Ford. There's no way they can both be telling the truth, or at least remembering the truth. But that's, I think, a crucial part, too, when I say remembering. Memory science tells us that, unfortunately, we're not terribly reliable in terms of memory, particularly when it comes to over time, right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of science behind that. That's not my opinion. Malcolm Gladwell writes a lot of great things, by the way, about those issues, about memory and how important it is to have corroborating evidence in criminal proceedings and so forth. So, but look, having said that, I absolutely think she should be heard. I think she should be heard under oath. If she's a credible person, she can withstand scrutiny under oath. And then we need to hear his response. But my strong guess is, there will be no resolution. We simply don't know. Nobody credible was there other than the two of them. There was this third gentleman allegedly, but he has already written extensively about how he was a raging alcoholic his entire teen years. So, not a credible person. So unfortunately, we just won't know. And because of that, though, I don't think you can consider an unknown. And I also think that the idea, if we were to consider that and say, hey, here's the thing too, Bill, let me back up for a second. Let's just be honest here, I think. Generally, people who support the president's agenda, people who want Kavanaugh on the court, by default, we tend to believe him, right?
Right.
Generally, people who don't want him in the court tend to believe her. That's human nature. It's natural. That's just our bias. And that's okay, I think. But we should not vote based on bias, based on preconceived notions. And I would hope that even if I were a Democratic senator who didn't want Kavanaugh, I wouldn't say this is the reason to vote against him. A totally, so far, totally baseless, as far as corroborating evidence, a baseless allegation from a very, very long time ago.
Well, you know, again, I think relevant to the rules of play, Steve, all those things I consider. But I think going forward, what are we learning from this? I mean, is this an acceptable thing? Is this something we want to live with going forward? Here is a guy who's been vetted six times. I mean, he's gone through six extensive FBI checks. And all of a sudden now an 11th hour deal, and you got a senator who's held on to information for several months, and then, oh, by the way, in the 11th hour, she dumps it out. I mean, this is wrong on so many levels. Important issue, yes, let's deal with it. But I think as far as the process is concerned, this is suspect, and this is something I'm not comfortable in going forward with. And I would hope that the Senate feels the same way.
You're exactly right. I think on that. And that process point is important. I think Senator Feinstein acted totally inappropriately.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Steve after this. Stay with us.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Thank you.
listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart.
Coming at you very fresh and independent, just the way you like us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Steve Cortez continues with us, CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative. Steve, let me first say, this is National Hispanic Heritage Month. It goes on from September the 15th to October the 15th, by law, as a matter of fact, which was signed into law by President Ronald Reagan back in 1988. Started with a week with Lyndon Baines Johnson, eventually worked its way into a full month, so the 15th of September to the 15th of October. And you were at the White House yesterday with President Trump, celebrating as well?
I sure was, yeah, very honored.
Now, real quick sidebar, they didn't have a piñata of him out there that you guys were beating up just to celebrate the day, right? Although he probably felt like that. He's been the piñata lately.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. No, it was really wonderful. Of course, any party at the White House is just an honor to get to attend. And they had the Marine Band playing a lot of Latin music. They had a lot of wonderful Latin food. It was a fiesta in the People's House, a big, really enthusiastic crowd. But the most important thing, I think, was there was a lot of celebration of not just of Hispanic culture in general, but of the specifics of what's happening in the Hispanic community. And I think much of it, if not most of it, owed to the policies of President Trump. For example, the president really trumpeted, and of course, mainstream media didn't pick this event up, which is crazy. They certainly would have under President Obama.
Well, no, because the Emmys are more important. And, and you watch the Emmys and you think, to your point, we were talking about this earlier, is the vitriol in our culture. I mean, this is a disaster. You know, the Emmy, they just spewed all this negativity. And I haven't seen the ratings yet, but I can't imagine people going, I don't need to watch this anymore.
I sure hope not. So, but the president got to rightly crow about how well the Hispanic community is doing. So we had overall wage growth for all Americans just reported at 2.9%, which was a great improvement. It's the best we've had in over a decade. I hope and believe that very soon we're going to get back above 3% wage growth, the kind of growth we used to have back in the 80s and 90s. For Hispanics, it's already there, though. That's the great news. Hispanics, over the last year, 3.7% wage growth. So Hispanics are actually doing much better. America's doing great, and Hispanics are doing even better than that. Mm-hmm. And I think the main reason is because our community is so, as you know, is so entrepreneurial.
Yes.
And entrepreneurs in specific, small businesses soaring in this country. And they had two entrepreneurs there who spoke from the podium who the president introduced. One, a Latina woman from South Florida, from your neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them restaurateurs. And she's a very successful self-made restaurateur in the Miami area. And then a Mexican-American immigrant from Houston, Texas, who owns now hundreds of Sonic hamburger chains. And to hear them talk about what President Trump and his policies have done for them to unleash growth, to unleash lending from banks, hiring, to reduce regulation, it was invigorating, and the crowd was very alive. It was really a bit of a pep rally. I mean, it felt like you're almost getting ready for a sporting event. But that's what's happening, the optimism out there in the country. You'd never know it if you only paid attention to mainstream media. But Hispanics are doing great under President Trump.
Well, and I'm interested to get your perspective, because you're there with the liberals, with Anderson Cooper and the gang at CNN, and they have been so influenced with this anti-Trump attitude that, what do they say about the success of the economy?
Yeah, I think generally they're still relying on, and this isn't just specific to CNN, just in general.
Mm-hmm, right.
And by the way, as I told you before, I always give CNN credit. They do put me on primetime every night. And I'm a lonely voice, but I'm a voice, and I give them credit for that. And I don't see the same thing, for instance, from MSNBC. I don't think they ever put pro-Trump voices on in primetime.
Exactly.
But to get to your point here about mainstream media, what they'll generally do is dismiss it and say, oh, this is just a continuation of the Obama economy. You just inherited a strong hand, which, of course, is not true, because by so many measures, particularly small business, I wish we can't do this on radio, Bill, but I wish I could show you a chart right now to your listeners of small business optimism, which was very much sideways for about 2 years at fairly low levels into the election. And then literally to the day of the election, skyrocketed upward and has continued to soar ever since. So, that belies that narrative that, oh, he just inherited this. He was lucky. No, wrong. Small business was struggling, quite frankly, in this country. Hispanics were struggling. The wealth gap between Hispanics and whites widened the entire tenure of the Obama very slow growth sluggish recovery. Now that wealth gap is starting, as I said, it's starting to shrink dramatically, with actually Hispanics doing even better. And again, I think that's because of small business dynamism. So, you know, they try to dismiss it, but I think people also know, and this is why I'm so optimistic about Trump being president for six more years, is because people know, no matter what the media knows, they know their own reality. They know that their paycheck is getting bigger, that their taxes are getting smaller. They know that there's other jobs out there. That's a great thing that's happening in this country, too. People are being willing to quit. There's a thing called the quit rate, which you actually want to go up, because it means people are confident they can
get
a better job.
They're upgrading their jobs, exactly.
Right, and all of that, you know, people know it. They know it personally. They know it viscerally. They don't need somebody from the White House briefing room, one of those hack reporters, so-called reporters, to tell them otherwise, because they know what's going on in their life, and they know that their child got a better job. They know that their spouse got a better job. I mean, you know, these are the lived realities of an expanding economy and optimism out there in the land. I like to say it's almost a tale of two cities. There's the Beltway. As much as I love going to the White House, Bill, I hate going to Washington because it's the swamp. It literally is. And in the swamp, they think things are terrible. Out in the rest of the country, things are exploding, you know, with growth and opportunity. So it's a tale of two cities in some ways, that one city of Washington and then the other city, so-called, the rest of America.
Well, to this point, Steve, is 2018, the midterms, going to be 2016 deja vu one more time, where you have people so convinced? I mean, you're hearing numbers again, like the Hillary numbers, 85%, 90%, you know, Democrats are going to take over. And, you know, I'm like Donald Trump, you know, the president who says, why would you fire somebody who's doing, you know, who's giving you great results? Well, why would you hinder that right now? And to your point, as you said earlier, the realization that people are upgrading their jobs. I mean, there is a clear contrast here between what we experienced for 8 years under Democrats and Democratic policies, Barack Obama, Hillary, the whole gang, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, just go right down the list. I mean, there's a clear delineation. I mean, I don't find any gray area whatsoever. Even if you wanted to give President Obama the benefit of the doubt, there is a clear difference between the Trump administration and the Obama administration.
Right. No, clearly. And listen, what I'm trying to encourage people, your listeners, any show I get on, trying to encourage people that effectively President Trump is on the ballot, because my worry about this fall is he's not literally on the ballot. And so my worry is a lot of the Trump coalition, a lot of these people who are doing better, Hispanics and whomever, whatever ethnicity, whatever race you are, you're an American, you're doing better. I'm not sure that they're going to be, that they're motivated enough to realize that all of that is at stake if they don't get to the polls, because these Democrats, they're being coy about it and they're being shy, but they are hell-bent on impeaching this president. And
no doubt about it.
Actually impeach him, they're at least going to pursue it, Bill, and that will be terrible for this country and terrible for the growth agenda that is accelerating right now. I think we would see that acceleration grind to a halt if it becomes a political circus in Washington, D.C., led by a Democratic House.
Yeah, brought to you by the Democratic Party one more time. Steve, one final question here. Did you get a chance to talk to the president about his declassification of the FISA documents? There's lots of buzz in the Beltway across the country over this.
You know, I did get some private time with the president. We only talked media strategy, so I did not get to that. But literally, it was minutes after I left him then that announcement came out. And so a lot of people teased me. They said, hey, did you convince him to do that? Which I did not. But, of course, I have been urging him on television for some time to do it. But I'm certainly not going to take credit. It did not come up between the two of us. But I'm so glad he did it. Listen, I think sunlight is the disinfectant here. We need sunlight on what that Obama DOJ was doing. Strzok, Page, McCabe, Comey. I think it was a den of vipers. I really do. The more sunlight we put on, I think the more obvious that will be to the people.
Well, and you think of, you know, the people who got caught up in this this web that was set up by Manafort. I mean, you know, by Mueller. You got Manafort. We've got, you got Mike Flynn, you know, being sentenced as well, I think this week or very shortly. I mean, what they have done to these citizens, they have decimated them.
Yeah, and listen, I will say this about Manafort. You know, it appears he, you know, he did some pretty bad things. None of them were remotely related to Donald Trump. These are things he did a decade ago as a foreign lobbyist, and it has no relevance to Donald Trump.
Yeah, would have been dealt differently had he been a Democratic operative, as we've seen from history, without a doubt. Steve Cortez, CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative, as always. Steve, good to have you with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
You bet. Thank you.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What used to be Hurricane Florence may be petering out, but the deadly weather continues across parts of the Mid-Atlantic. A number of tornadoes ripping through central Virginia, leaving at least one person dead. Video is going viral now.
Oh, dear, it's ripping that thing apart!
That from a video captured in Chesterfield County, Virginia. The Air Force says it needs more firepower to meet rising threats from Russia and China. The Air Force Secretary saying yesterday her call for the biggest Air Force since the Cold War reflects the honest assessment of what it needs to fight and win a potential future war with China or Russia. A sweeping bipartisan bill to fight the nationwide opioid crisis, approved by the Senate yesterday, now on its way to the president's desk. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Single day promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all waiting there for you, all that good information. And Jordan Goodman has been waiting in the wings, but he's ready to come on. Yes, America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. He was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, so he knows his stuff, right? Of course he
does. I do, Bill. You're right.
Yeah, and our people, they send you emails all the time.
Do.
Because they trust and they're confident in you.
So I'd love to help them. I do.
Hey, let's talk new cars, huh?
Yes.
It's the season.
New cars are coming in now, and prices are up good bit, actually. And there's a whole lot of change going on in the car market right now. The potential tariffs on European cars, cars coming from China, parts. I mean, the NAFTA deal, it looks like we may have one with Mexico, maybe not with Canada, so that can upset. So it's a very kind of disrupted car market right now, which means it's a great time to get a deal, okay? Because the car dealers are really willing to make deals as these new 2019s come in.
Exactly. Well, to vacate all the 18s inventory that's sitting there in their lots. But you say the prices are up, and are they up in anticipation of the...
Yes. To some extent, remember, their prices for steel and aluminum, for example, have gone up a lot. So right. They're passing some of that on in the form of higher prices to the cars.
Mm-hmm.
They've shifted their fleets a lot away from traditional sedans into SUVs and crossovers, you know, the kind of the bigger cars is what, I mean, Ford is like completely getting out of the sedan business altogether. So it's a big change. Now, they've still got to have these fleet requirements for fuel efficiency.
Right.
So when they buy, when they are selling these bigger cars, it makes it harder for them to meet those because they've got to have the smaller cars to kind of make it all work. So I'm just saying it's a great time if you're in the market. As you say, if you get a 2018 leftover, you can really do a good deal because they want to get those off the lots.
Exactly.
But the 2019s are getting it. Now, I'll tell you the way I do it. I just got a new car myself recently, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
I use an independent car buying service that does it for me and gets a much better deal than I could ever get on my own. My favorite one is called CarQ.com, C-A-R, the letter Q.com. Mm-hmm. They're based in California, but they do it all over the country. Now, I'm in New York, and the deal I just got, they found the best deal in Newport Beach, California.
Mm-hmm.
They saved $8,000 over the car, the best deal I could get at my local car deal. So it was worth it to spend $800 to ship it across the country to save $8,000.
Yeah, you think? Now, did you have to pay taxes, California tax, or did you pay...
Yeah, California, because it was delivered in California,
kind of. Okay, right.
But I'm just saying, you never know where the best deal is going to be. And these are people who buy cars all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You buy a car every 5 years, every 10 years. You're not very good at it, frankly.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
And you don't know how to play the game the way these people do. There's all kinds of hidden rebates and incentives and things that the car manufacturers are offering to the dealers that you'll never find out about. And that's actually $4,000 of that $8,000 savings was a special deal. In my case, I got a Lexus that was passed on from Lexus to the dealers that they're never going to tell you about. But she knew about it, and they got it. So that's one thing you can do. Take away the time and the effort to get yourself a great deal. CarQ.com can help some folks.
And they're dealing with, as you say, with car dealers across the country, so they know where the deals are at. They know who's got excess inventory and might be desperate for a deal.
Exactly.
Now, let me ask you this. Is the old tried and true rhythm of car selling still the same? The end of the month is when you get better deals?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
because they have
to
meet quotas.
Yeah.
That's correct.
So quotas... I say two things, quotas and commissions.
Exactly. But, you know, the real deals are made in the back rooms on the financing,
right?
Whether you get a loan or a lease or how you do it, that's where the real deals happen. And, again, you're not well-equipped to deal that kind of thing. Everything is negotiable. The interest rate, the down payment, if you do a trade-in, all these things are the elements that mean you do or do not get a good deal.
And that's why that's why you spend 3 hours at the car dealer trying to make a deal. And if you got somebody else who can be an intermediary for you and save you that 3 hours of frustration and negotiating, hey, why not?
Time and money, because they know how to play the deal. So anyway, that's one thing. The second thing is people have taken on some pretty big car loans recently because the price of cars has gone up. And they got a wonderful car, but they got a loan they can't afford.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a way to refinance your car loans that a lot of people are not familiar with. And there's a free website for that called MyLoanGen, G-E-N, MyLoanGen.com. You put in your existing car loan, the amount you owe, how much you pay each month, how many more months you have to go, the interest rate, all those things. And then it gives you a little dial that you can choose either to change the interest rate to a lower interest rate or to change the maturity of the loan, say, to a longer maturity, which is going to bring your payment down. So say you're paying, whatever, $500 a month now, and you got 3 years to go, and you're finding $500 too much to pay. Move it out to, like, 6 years, and go down to $250. And you just hit submit, and a bunch of credit unions around the country will compete for your business and save you a tremendous amount of money because you don't want the repo man coming to take your car in the middle of the night. That is not a
fun
experience.
No, they're not good. You don't want that. So do they contact you by email, or are they
calling? It's all done online.
Perfect.
MyLoanGen.com. It takes about 3 minutes. You fill it in, and then you pick what payment you want based on the maturity and interest rates. At different maturities, there's going to be different interest rates. And then you say, okay, I want $300 a month instead of $500 a month, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
You lock it in, you hit submit, and that goes to all these credit unions around the country who compete for your business for that specific deal. And you complete the thing online, and you've just saved yourself a lot of money, and hopefully you've saved yourself a visit from the repo man.
Well, look at you. Look at how much money you're saving our audience. This is wonderful. So my loan, Jen, that was G as in good, E-N?
Correct. MyLoanGen.com is a free website, and this is what they do, is they allow you to refinance your car loan. A lot of people don't even know you can refinance your car loan, but there it is.
Well, speaking of tariffs, well, the one thing, I know some people immediately had a question when you're talking about, I mean, some of these cars are for 2019 models are already built out, so... I mean, and they're projecting that they've got tariffs to deal with down the road. So much like oil, you pay now, even though something hasn't been determined.
Correct.
So they're covering themselves at our expense, basically.
Well, to some extent. I mean, things like steel and aluminum, those tariffs did go into effect earlier this year. So
right.
The cost of those is actually higher now because of the tariffs, and that's being built into the cars. But, I mean, the tariffs they're talking about, President Trump is now, we now have $50 billion in tariffs with China, both ways.
Right.
He's talking about going to $200 billion, which would be on about 10,000 Chinese products. And if that doesn't work, he's talking about the full boat, $267 billion in tariffs on top of that. Basically, everything coming in from China. Well, there's
and
a lot
the kitchen
of components,
sink, huh?
A lot of components in these
right.
cars that come from China. And the same, he's talking about 25% tariff with Europe as well. So the European cars could go dramatically higher. And then with Canada, if we work out NAFTA, fine, but if we don't, a lot of GM cars, for example, are built in Ontario. If there's a 25% tariff, that's going to raise the cost of GM cars a lot to pay for those tariffs. So there's potentially many more tariffs coming in cars.
Well, but that could alter some pressure in terms of, I got to imagine GM's already saying, okay, if this thing doesn't work out with Canada, we're going to start doing some more assembling here in the United States.
Well, possibly. But they've got very big plants. You don't do that instantly. That's a very long-term procedure. I mean, they've been taking in cars from Ontario and Quebec and other places for decades.
Yes.
And so you just don't turn the supply chain around in a second. They're hoping that we're going to work it out with Canada, and maybe we will. I mean, we're putting a lot of pressure on Canada now to kind of go along with what we got from Mexico.
Right.
And maybe they will. Maybe they won't. Right now we don't know, but it's a big uncertainty out there.
Well, you know, this is the tough thing about negotiating, that it's not for the faint of heart.
That's true.
You know, emotions and egos can get involved in the whole deal, but, you know, I believe that Donald Trump, which most Americans believe, this country has got the upper hand, but it's the way in which you work out the deal to where Canada can feel good about it. So,
right. Because right now they're feeling bullied, I think is the right
yeah.
word.
Well,
and,
but
also we've got a lot of leverage as
yes.
well. And if it doesn't work, Canada will really be hurt. I mean, I think the Canadian Trade Minister said Canada would go into recession if we had to have 25% tariffs on Canadian goods, because we're by far their largest market. Cars,
yeah.
lumber, coal, diamonds, gold, all kind, oil, all kinds of things. So a big tariff on them would really, really hurt Canada, and I think they realize that.
Well, President Trump's got to give them some room to have some dignity and feel good about it so that it's a win-win proposition here.
That
and,
would be good.
You know, I'm just saying, I'm not President Trump, but that's just my words, you know, my words to his ears, hopefully. Play nice. You'd be surprised how much we can get done, and that'd be great. Once we get Mexico and Canada in, we start dealing with some of the European allies, and then, you know, the press is on China. I think that's
exactly.
the natural dominoes, right? Well, how can people be in touch with you, Jordan?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I get emails from your folks all the time, and I'm always glad to help them, Bill.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Back with the America.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo. Each October, National Disability Employment Awareness Month is a campaign focused on raising awareness and celebrating the many contributions people with disabilities bring to our workplaces and economy. The nonprofit organization No Barriers USA is hosting its annual No Barriers Summit on October 5th and 6th in New York City. Join 1,500 leaders, changemakers, and visionaries at the summit to learn about the No Barriers Life Model and how it can spur employment opportunities for people with disabilities. Attendees can participate in the Wells Fargo-sponsored Leadership in Business Workshop that focuses on creating an inclusive workforce. David Cherna is the Executive Director at No Barriers USA.
This year's summit is a fantastic opportunity to help us make an impact on the work we do. The Leadership in Business Workshop focuses on creating work environments where all people can realize their full potential.
For more information on the summit and workshop, visit NoBarriersUSA.org.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour at the intersection of faith and politics. And hey, did I tell you about the Blu-ray DVD disc that we're giving away? Because we're givers. You know how we do this. David A.R. White was with us, week before last, I guess it's been. It's just this time goes so fast. We were talking about, his movie, God's Not Dead, A Light in the Darkness. And he was kind enough to leave behind a bunch of Blu-ray DVDs for us to give away. So we pay forward, and you know how this works. All you got to do is drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me that you want to be put in the hopper. We will put your name in the hopper for this movie, God's Not Dead, A Light in the Darkness. This will be our gift to you, and just a simple email, just like that. Hey, it's time for the good news, girl. Yes, Samantha Mao is with us. Of course, tough dealing with good news. She's been in the middle of it all there, dealing with Hurricane Florence. Sam, I'm happy to hear that you and the family have boded well. I mean, because you were right there dealing with all the full force of the wind and the rain and everything else, huh?
Well, that actually, it was about an hour and a half south of me where Jacksonville, North Carolina is. That's my hometown. And you've probably seen it a lot in the news this week. And Wilmington is also where, a large portion of my family lives. And, they were really the hardest hit. You know, we got a little bit where we were in Winterville, but, my family, where my grandparents and my sister and my aunts and uncles and cousins and all that, they're actually, still kind of surrounded by water where they can't get out.
Wow. Grandma didn't want to leave, right? And you had to put her on top of the roof of your car and bring her to higher ground?
You know, we didn't end up getting her to leave, and she voted. Well, she was okay. They have a generator, and her and my 92-year-old grandpa both made it through the storm okay. And, you know, the storm ended up getting downgraded, thankfully. But if you know, many people watching the news will be able to see how it's been flooded there. You know, there's been flooding like we've never seen before in those areas. And fortunately for us, there have been people who were in there were people in movement before the storm even hit on their way. You know, people coming from Michigan and Louisiana and New Jersey. You see different linemen coming and different. I mean, there's church groups. You have the Cajun Navy. You've got the Coast Guard was coming in. And there have been all kinds of rescues made in Jacksonville for people who were in the floodwaters. It's really amazing.
Well, and that's your first story, is that, you know, with Florence's death and destruction came acts of bravery and selflessness. This is the very heart and soul of this country. This is what makes America exceptional and what makes America great. Time and again, you know, neighbor taking care of neighbor, as the head of FEMA, you know, suggested, well, you have pointed out quite clearly the other day. Of course, everybody, you know, you get some of this mainstream media tries to turn everything into politics, but he was clear in, you know, specifically citing that, you know, one key to the four legs of the stool is neighbor helping neighbor.
Oh, I mean, I've never seen anything like it, and I think that's something a lot of people have paid attention to, because there are people who are losing everything. You know, they've lost their homes, and you know, and we just try to focus on how important it is when, you know, you don't lose a loved one, and when you have your neighbors coming to you, and if there are restaurants that are opening up, there was a restaurant in Havelock, North Carolina that opened up, and they cooked by cell phone light, and they just cooked for all their neighbors. You know, it was just, they just opened up and fed everybody, and that's been happening, you know, all over the area, and that's one of the big things people need, too. You know, people come in to volunteer and help. They need access to food. There aren't restaurants and everything open like normal. And, you know, so you just, then you see, so you turn around and see the public turn around and giving back. And it's just, I've never seen anything like it. And I'm really thankful to see how many people are coming to help our county. And I'm happy to see the people in our
exactly.
area.
Yeah, you've got neighbors, you've got one-on-one neighbors, you've got church organizations. Mercy Chefs, who we've interviewed many times, is there, you know, taking care of the first responders and that. It's a beautiful thing, and makes you, for me, it makes me proud to be an American and to be associated with this kind of support to our fellow man. Your next story that you have here, Sam, is about a high school senior. This is ironic. She wins Homecoming Queen. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, she puts on a helmet and goes out and wins one for the Gipper, huh?
Can you believe that? This girl has it all. She's in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. She's Kaylee Foster, and she was crowned 2018 Ocean Springs High School Homecoming Queen.
Mm-hmm.
And then she turned around, and the same night she changes back into, she's in a dress, she gets her crown, she changes back into her football uniform, and she kicks two field goals that ended up in a regulation tie game at 6-6, and they go into overtime, and she kicks the winning field goal.
Amazing.
And
amazing.
Her coach is like, I want to know if that's ever happened around the country, if there's another girl who's won Homecoming Queen and turned around and kicked the winning field goal.
Exchanges her crown for a helmet and goes and wins the football game. That's awesome. That is so
that's
cool.
Right. There's a picture of her at the end of the game with her football uniform on and her crown. You know, I really, God gave to her with both hands. I think that's a pretty cool, cool story.
Well, that is, that's great. I've never heard of that ever happening before, too. I agree with her coach. Here's a social media user spoof, a viral Weather Channel reporter. What happened here?
I don't know if you have caught wind of this, but there was Mike Seidel ventured into a storm as it hit Wilmington, and he was swaying back and forth in this video, ended up going viral when a Twitter user noticed the irony in the background. He's kind of rocking back and forth, acting like he's having a hard time standing up.
Mm.
And you look behind him, and a couple guys are just walking by like it's nothing.
Nothing's moving.
Like it's nothing. So what ends up happening is all these viral spoofs have gone on, and it's hilarious. You've got people holding on to poles, and it looks like they're blowing in the wind, and you can see they'll show the person shaking them back and forth. And
this is what it's come to. This is what it's come to. Fake weather news now. I mean, it's bad enough we got fake news. Now we have fake weather. There's nothing sacred anymore, Sam.
I don't know, but it did make the first.
Did we lose her? Oh, okay. You there, Sam? We had a pop on the wire there. Let's see if we can reconnect with her. Yeah, she's in, you know, she's right there in the midst of it, so still dealing, you know, with the effects of Hurricane Florence. And I appreciate her coming on and her family right there in Wilmington, where we saw Wilmington's name come up repeatedly in these news reports. But that is a funny story about that social media user, you know, catching Weather Channel and observing that this character was acting like he was being blown about. Everybody else is walking by thinking, oh, guys, what is this, a mime of some sort going on? But that's, you know, here we are. It's fake news, you know, fake weather news. I mean, nothing is sacred anymore, as they say. Hopefully we can reconnect with Sam here. I know that our studio is desperately trying to do it, but it sounded to me like her cell phone was taking quite the hit. A couple of the stories she had, a police officer adopts the baby of a homeless woman battling drug addiction. I don't know if you heard about that, but wow. I mean, again, this is the kind of stuff that goes on, you know, in our country. And it was a Santa Rosa police officer who responded to an emergency call of a homeless pregnant. Okay, Sam, let's bring you back on. I was just telling him, we're talking about that police officer that adopts a baby of a homeless woman battling drug addiction. Tell us about that.
That's right. So Santa Rosa police officer, he had actually been checking on this woman that was living on the street. She was pregnant and battling drug addiction, and his name's Officer Jesse Whitten. And he ended up bringing his wife with him one time when he was checking on this woman. And months later, the Whittons got a call that ended up changing their lives. The woman who he had been checking on actually specifically asked for Ashley, his wife, and Jesse, the officer, to adopt her unborn child.
Mm.
And, you know, they must have really left that impression with her for her to entrust her. You know, this is the most precious thing she'll ever have, her child. And she was selfless enough to want the best for them, and she thought it would be these people. And, you know, his wife Ashley said that it was kind of a tension of joy and heartbreak at the same time. But they have three other children.
Yeah.
And so this little girl is going to be welcomed into their home. And it's moving. And, you know, she'd been addicted to drugs at the beginning, so that was a struggle. But hopefully she's going to have a wonderful life thanks to this officer and his wife.
And how's the mom? Did I miss that? What was the story with the mom? She's addicted? I mean, is she going to be okay?
She's addicted to drugs. They haven't given an update on her, but I'm hoping that she's going to be okay as well. And, you know, she's obviously got a good heart to carry this baby to term and to make sure she doesn't just give it up for adoption. She's like, I want these people. I want these people that I know are going to be loving parents to this child to take care of them. And, you know, maybe they'll be able to help her get back on her
feet. Exactly. Well, God bless the police officer and his wife to do this, to pick up and fill the gap here for this addicted mother. And we pray that she gets better and she gets liberated from this drug addiction. One final story here. It's never too old, Sam. 106-year-old great-great-great-grandfather breaks the zip line world record. We got about 30 seconds. Tell us.
Okay, Jack Reynolds is actually great-great-grandfather. He broke the zip line world record for his 106th birthday, oldest person to ride a zip line. Last year, he was the oldest person to ride a roller coaster, and the year before, he was the oldest person to get a tattoo.
He's just showing off now. He's just showing off. That's what this is. Well, congratulations to great-great-granddad. I'll tell you again, you're just never too old. Samantha Mao on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam. Be safe.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee. progressive genes. They so pride in every stage. Guarantee you love the way they feel. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our